The human who has fallen into our lands has finally arrived. Wonderful. Thank you, kind soldiers. You may leave him with me. Danger, oh please. I'm not trained in magic for nothing, you know. I'll be fine. If he's as terrible as you say, I'll simply turn him into a peppermint and be on my way. Well now, look at you. You're just as sweet as I've been told. Please, don't worry about standing. Go ahead and sit down. Relax yourself. Would you like some sugar leaf tea? It's a specialty here. No? Perhaps a bottle of crystal cola? Or some freshly milked milkshake? Not thirsty? Well, more for me then. Nice and sugary. Now then, introductions are in order, yes? I am Pudding Tiramisu Sugarcane, but you may call me Princess Pudding. Third born of my name, first heiress of my kingdom. I am 22 years of age. I enjoy golfing, jelly dino riding, and dance. My kingdom, as you may have noticed, is the Cake Kingdom. Here, everything is sweet, sugary, and delicate. Made of sweets, treats, and everything in between. And yes, that includes me. Flavored of vanilla and pudding. And you've come from the human kingdom, haven't you? Crafted of materials never seen before, like wood and stone. I was told that when you landed into our world, you looked so surprised. And then you accidentally ate a good portion of our streets as well. We didn't even know humans could eat brownie cement. I'm sure you gave everyone a pretty big scare, huh? Oh yes, we've heard of legends of humans. Those born of water and clay from another world. That you are monsters. Creatures who devour residents of our lands whole. Demons who gnash their teeth, tear roofs from houses. My father used to call you the World Eaters. But I don't think you are nearly as bad as the legends say. You just seem very lost and very scared. A poor, frightened cotton candy lamb. With such cute dimples as well. Oh, they're like little truffles. I just want to pinch them. How could someone so cute possibly be a monster? Oh, do settle down. I'm only teasing a little. You're a guest in our lands. And as our guest, we seek nothing more than to make you as comfortable as a cookie. While your world is born of water and clay, ours is born of milk and sugar, you see? It's why you find everything here so edible. So we surely won't let you go hungry. Now, I'm not intending to keep you here forever. In fact, our wizards have well since begun work on a way to get you home. But in the meantime, I intend to grant you sanctuary for the ease of our people. And for you, my dear. But in exchange, perhaps you can cure my curiosity, Is it true what they say, that humans eat sugary things like us? How scary. Are you getting hungry just looking at me? Is my long vanilla hair just tantalizing you? No? Are you saying I don't just look scrumptious? Only kidding, only kidding. You must admit, though, you are curious, aren't you? If I saw a man made of fruity hard candy, I would surely want to lick just to see. Who knows? Maybe humans are just as edible to us as we are to you. Care to test that theory? A nice, sweet lick? Maybe somewhere you'd really enjoy. I could suck on your lollipop until there's nothing left. All drained of cream. Till you're all dried up. And that cute butt of yours, too. What I wouldn't give to play with those sweet buns. And you are just tasty, you know? No? You don't want to risk hurting royalty? Aw, come on. I am so utterly bored here. Do you know how sad it is to be a princess in a land where everyone is gumdrops and sprinkles? No one ever goes to war here, or does anything very interesting. We don't even get married off to foreign kingdoms over border disputes. You're the most interesting thing that has come to these lands in centuries. The most interesting thing I can think to do is most certainly having a scandalous affair with a human. I mean, you surely aren't married or anything, right? Surely you wouldn't mind having a little fun then. A little cross-world affair with a girl made of vanilla pudding? Still no? Well, what if I were to show you what I got? I mean, oops! Look at me, just lifting my dress up on complete accident. You can just see all the chocolate ruffles and frills. And you can even see my soft, squishy thighs. And, oh no, I'm not even wearing my cotton candy panties either. Only this stretchy, gummy garter belt, revealing this bright, pretty pussy. You could just slip right underneath this ball gown and have your fill. I doubt anyone could even see you under there. Just me, knowing you're getting your fill of a yummy cunt. I mean candy. Fill of yummy candy. I can see you tapping your foot. And those trousers. How tight they've suddenly become. All anxious. Maybe a little horny. Come on. Give in and have a taste of this sugary, sweet pussy. Ooh, there you go. Crawl right under my dress and get to the object of your desires. Oh, 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 baby, 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 baby. How do I taste? Just like pudding? Just like I said? Dig your tongue in as deep as you need, baby. Licking lavish on my pretty sweet cunt. I mean cake. Ooh, fuck. I mean fudge. Oh, you're so good at this. My juices taste good, don't they? They surely must taste like cream. God, you are skilled with that tongue, aren't you? Such a sweetheart. You treat me so well. Don't worry. I'm just squishing your head with my marshmallowy soft thighs. Letting you know just how good of a job you're doing. Oh, you fucking... fluffing. You fluffing good boy. So good. God, I am getting close. Hold on. Stop it. was sweeter than vanilla ice cream, hmm? But your sweet tooth surely isn't satisfied yet, is it? I know mine isn't. I could really go for a cream pie right now. No, not literally. I mean, come in my pussy, jeez. Yeah, that's right. Just put me up against this chair. Hold up my dress and take me right here. Oh, who cares if someone comes in and sees us? I just want you to fuck me, goddammit. I mean, I want my fill, gosh darn it. Come on, gimme. Give me your yummy human dick. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Years I've gone never getting to do this. Never allowed to fuck or even say fuck. All because I'm just a sugary sweet princess of a fucking candy kingdom. I am so tired of being this pretty, cute, silly, noble girl. I just want to fuck. Yeah, pound my pretty pussy. Fuck me till I can't walk. Fuck me, ruthless. Fuck me like a barbarian got my sweet little ass and wants to make me his bitch. Fuck. Coming, gonna come. My candy cane dildo, or fuck, I don't even know. Well, human, I'd say you've earned this royal appreciation. And with my beautiful dress, no one will know I'm even leaking your cum. Now, I do believe we've been acquainted properly. Perhaps you had best make your way to the guest rooms of the castle and settle in. I'll join you there shortly. After all, I still need to eat my fill. Ta-ta for now. And thank you for making my time so much more interesting.